The ref threw up the opening jump ball. Our big guy Roger tipped it back toward our point guard, but Rowdy was quicker. He intercepted the pass and raced toward his basket. I ran right behind him. I knew that he wanted to dunk it. I knew that he wanted to send a message to us. I knew he wanted to humiliate us on the opening play, and for a second, I wondered if I should just intentionally foul him and prevent him from dunking. He'd get two free throws, but those wouldn't be nearly as exciting as a dunk. But no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't foul him. That would be like giving up. So I just sped up and got ready to jump with Rowdy. I knew he'd fly into the air about 5 feet from the hoop. I knew he'd jump about 2 feet higher than I could. So I needed to jump quicker. And Rowdy rose into the air, and I rose with him, and then I rose above him. Yep, if I believed in magic, in ghosts, then I think maybe I was rising on the shoulders of my dead grandmother and Eugene, my dad's best friend. Or maybe I was rising on my mother and father's hopes for me. I don't know what happened. But for once, and for the only time in my life, I jumped higher than Rowdy. I rose above him as he tried to dunk it. I took the ball right out of his hands. Yep, we were like 10 feet off the ground, but I was still able to reach out and steal the ball from Rowdy. Even in midair, I could see the absolute shock on Rowdy's face. He couldn't believe I was flying with him. He thought he was the only Indian Superman. I came down with the ball, spun, and dribbled back toward our hoop. Rowdy, screaming with rage, was close behind me. Our crowd was insanely loud. They couldn't believe what I'd just done. I mean, sure, that kind of thing happens in the NBA and in college and in the big high schools, but nobody jumped like that in a small school basketball gym. Nobody blocked a shot like that. Nobody took a ball out of a guy's hands as he was just about to dunk. But I wasn't done, not by a long shot. I wanted to score. I'd taken the ball from Rowdy, and now I wanted to score in his face. I wanted to absolutely demoralize him. I raced for our hoop. Rowdy was screaming behind me. My teammates told me later that I was grinning like an idiot as I flew down the court. I didn't know that. I just knew I wanted to hit a jumper in Rowdy's face. Well, I wanted to dunk on him, and I figured with the crazy adrenaline coursing through my body, I might be able to jump over the rim again. But I think part of me knew that I'd never jump like that again. I only had that one epic jump in me. I wasn't a dunker. I was a shooter. So I screeched to a stop at the three-point line and head-faked, and Rowdy completely fell for it. He jumped high over me, wanting to block my shot, but I just waited for the sky to clear. As Rowdy hovered above me, as he floated away, he looked at me. I looked at him.